When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, it is a Wednesday morning. Here we are, 21st day of February, 20 minutes after 8. Let's head to Washington, D.C. and check in with our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing well. Boy, yesterday you and I were talking about Nikki Haley. I was wondering, you know, what was going to happen, and voila, she says, I'm not going anywhere.
She's not going anywhere. She's remaining in the race. And, of course, we know that the Republican primary in South Carolina takes place on Saturday. Early voting already taking place there. And I think a part of that message, Pam, was directed towards those individuals who haven't voted yet and are thinking, am I going to waste my vote if I vote for Nikki Haley? Is she going to quickly drop out of the race? And I think that message was pretty clear in terms of what her intentions are, but also a message that she was delivering to potential campaign contributors. You need money to sustain a campaign, and I think that if you make give a message like she delivered yesterday, you're sending a message to the big campaign donors that she is in the race for the long haul.
Yeah, and also, I mean, honestly, if we see her go through Super Tuesday, right, we know that that's at least, as she's going to go at least that far.
That's March the 5th. That's right. More than a dozen states will vote. You know this on Super Tuesday. And then more states a week later on March the 12th. So a lot of delegates will be accumulated over the course of the next few weeks. And, you know, there's one mathematical equation which indicates that if Donald Trump keeps it up, he could actually wrap up the nomination by as early as March the 12th. So that's something that Nikki Haley has to keep in mind as she proceeds in this race to be the Republican nominee.
And let's just play devil's advocate here. I mean, you know, she can't win, so, you know, it doesn't really matter. So what would you say, what is her ulterior motive here, do you think?
Well, I think that what is she's thinking right now, if I could get inside her head, because I don't know exactly what she's thinking, but potentially what she's thinking is, here's an opportunity for me by staying in the race to accumulate more delegates so that I can have a greater say in terms of what the Republican Party platform is at the Republican nomination, to potentially be considered Donald Trump's running mate in the general election. And also, let's not forget, you know, a lot of Republicans, including Nikki Haley, may be already thinking ahead to 2028. You know, if Donald Trump wins, or if Joe Biden wins for that matter, they can only serve 4 years. And so the attention for many Republicans will already be on 2028. And it's a good opportunity for Nikki Haley to at least introduce herself to voters in states that will also vote in the 2028 presidential election cycle.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Although, boy, she wants to be his running mate, but she's not going to kiss the ring, we heard her say.
No, that's right. That's kind of what you have to do if you want to be Donald Trump's running mate, is to kiss the ring. That's what we see, you know, with many Republicans, Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott. And, you know, these are individuals who, even during the campaign when they were competing for the Republican nomination, were very reluctant to criticize Donald Trump in any way whatsoever. They're thinking maybe perhaps they'll look to them as a running mate. And that's a great gift, Pam, if you're the running mate, in the sense that regardless of what happens in 2024, Donald Trump wins, Donald Trump loses, it gives you a huge leg up in 2028.
Yeah.
So that's what so many, I think, Republicans are thinking about as it relates to Donald Trump's ultimate decision in terms of who's going to be his running mate.
All right. So what about President Biden campaign fundraising in California?
He is. He's out in California. He's done a tremendous job, his campaign has, in terms of raising campaign cash that will be needed for the general election. And that's what this visit out to California, he left yesterday, comes back Thursday, is all about: fundraisers. And there's a lot of money out in California. That's where Donald Trump goes. That's where Joe Biden goes. And it will be necessary in the general election. Without a doubt, it will be the most expensive presidential election in American history. I say that every cycle, but every cycle tops the next one. And that's what's going to happen in 2024 for this election cycle as well.
And our early voting began today here in Ohio.
There you go.
Ohio.
That's right. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, so we're excited. It's underway.
It's underway. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, so that's really what's on the agenda for Joe Biden this week out in California. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley and Donald Trump, they are planted in South Carolina, the Palmetto State, for the next few days leading up to Saturday. And Saturday will give us a better indication about whether or not Nikki Haley will indeed remain in the race. I think it really depends upon how she fares in her home state's primary.
All right. Well, I will check back with you on Friday, John, and you have a great day.
You too, Pam. I look forward to it. Have a great day. Bye-bye.